Several major steps have already been taken in the Redding City Identity Project. If you're thinking, hey, it's Redding, it's in Shasta County, California, it goes a bit beyond just a map designation and a tourism slogan. As local leaders put it, communities need more than a logo and a tagline to connect the soul of their city to the hearts of its people. 2 weeks ago, a list of ideas to implement in the Redding City Identity Project were announced. Here to catch us up on the project and its components is Jake Mangus, who's the president and CEO of the Redding Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for visiting once again.
Oh, Jeffrey, it's so great to be talking about this time. I think the last time I was on was right after the car fire. So certainly the six-month checkpoint we just hit, we are continuing to do our best to recover. And this really becomes a very well-timed project for us, the Redding City Identity Project. We have been planning this for a couple of years. So with the car fire aftermath, we think that the timing is right to start playing to the strengths of Redding while people are looking at us.
So that's a great point, though, is that the project actually did start long in advance of the car fire.
That's true. And, I mean, really what it came from was this real emotional kind of a place where we're thinking, you know, we need to raise our expectations as to what's possible in Redding. We think that we've got all of the ingredients here to really be a fabulous city and let people know within our own community what makes us great. And so this is really an introspective project as much as it is from people on the outside looking at our community.
Now, as I look at the entities involved, and there are quite a few, there was something in there called the Forward Redding Foundation. What is that about?
So like a lot of chambers of commerce, the Redding Chamber of Commerce has a sister organization under its responsibility called the Forward Redding Foundation. So it's our 501c3 private foundation, and it complements the work of the chamber.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so basically you had a bunch of different things going on to try to push Redding into the future. How critical was the timing of the Redding City Identity Project? I mean, was it meant to dovetail with other efforts like the Arts District designation and other moves to polish up Redding?
Well, I think that all of it goes hand in hand, really. I mean, to see the momentum that's happening in Redding right now, we've got nearly $1 billion in construction valuation online right now, with about $300 million of that in our downtown. And you couple that economic boost with the arts and culture, the cultural district designation in Redding, which is just such a fabulous feather in our cap at this moment, and a lot of other things. We think the time is right to remind people, or at least spotlight, what's good about being in Redding. Because conversely, when you Google our community, in fact, if you Google living in Redding, California, one of the first things that pops up on that search is do not move to Redding, California. And so we have to maybe take a balanced approach and say, yes, the chamber's at the table with all of the quality of life challenges that many cities are experiencing these days. But we also need to promote the community and remind people of the good things that are a part of Redding. So we've invited the community of Redding at large to submit their ideas to improve the messaging, aesthetics, and experiences that people will have in Redding.
Why does Redding get such a rap? There it is. Don't stay in Redding. I see it right there. Wow, that's not very far down on Google. Yeah, so that's not great.
I think that some of it can be, well, let's look at it this way. This is the way that I look at it anyway. I'm 38 years old. I've lived most of my life in this community. I'm actually in my car looking out at Mount Lassen right now on this glorious, dry January day, as you just mentioned. And it is stunning. And so the natural beauty of Redding, sometimes when you've seen it day after day and year after year, it becomes like another stop sign. So you've got folks like myself who've been here for a long time and can kind of take it for granted that here we are in Redding, isolated from most metro areas, right? And then there are the new people that are in town, whether they're here for Bethel Church or the school that is in town, or for other reasons. And they marvel at what we have here, and they say, I can't believe that this town has not been developed further than it has. So we all have this idea that Redding's about ready to really pop as far as people recognizing it as one of those last bastions of affordability in the state.
Jake Mangus, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, president and CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about the Reading City Identity Project, which got started before the car fire, but certainly might have picked up a little urgency from it. You can join the conversation on the Exchange as we talk about Reading and its attractions and things that maybe it should do to consider how to firm up its idea of an identity. Join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Jake, have there been similar projects in other cities, and were there some things that you could borrow or adapt from other places?
Absolutely. I should mention that our goal right now is to come up with 20 action items by 2020, and we've already selected the first 10 of those items around experience, messaging, and aesthetics in Reading, and these ideas have come to us from the community. We received more than 700 ideas to vet, which was quite a process in and of itself. One of the ones that we selected actually borrows from Cincinnati, Ohio's concept. There's something called the Cincy Seven, where the folks in Cincinnati said, we've got to spotlight the seven things that you just have to know about that are positive in our city. And so we will all know it internally, and then we'll also share that with people who are guests in our community. So we could see something similar happening here in Reading. You've got four or five or six or seven must-see and must-do things in Reading that would show up on drink coasters and maybe in rearview mirror hangers of rental car companies, or, you know, different places where people are going to see them. And it's just a nice reminder for us that it's not all bad. We've had our fair share, of course, with challenges related to public safety and that sort of thing. When you consider the lens of having lived in this community and things have changed a bit in the last 10 years, let's say. But it's still such a safe place to live, relatively affordable, beautiful. We want it to be a place where people can live, work, and play. Quality of life is so important to attracting and retaining talent in our community. We don't want that brain drain to continue to the cities, if you will.
Yeah, I can see that of the first 10 of the 20 ideas by 2020, number three is improve Reading's online reputation. So you stop seeing things like what I'm seeing at bestplaces.net, awful town, full of hicks, meth heads, stay away. That's not the kind of reputation you want to get out there.
Absolutely not. And so you're right. So there's search engine optimization efforts, as well as, I think one of these ones on the list talks about brand ambassadors or city ambassadors.
Digital ambassadors, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Digital ambassadors, there you go. So you identify a group of people that are of the most influence on social media, the ones that have the most followers on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of that. And we get them together and we say, okay, when you see something positive in the San Francisco Chronicle, let's say, about something that's happening that's great about Reading, well, grab that article and share it among your circles of influence online, and let's put that out there so that we propagate the positive. So that really is a way that we think we can help combat some of the negative.
Well, and then let's go down some of the other items on the list of the first. These, again, there's 20 ideas by 2020, and the first 10 were released just a couple of weeks ago on January 10th in a big public event at the Cascade Theater. Number one is Umbrella
Correct.
Alley, which, what is that?
So the Umbrella Alley, this is what I think is neat about the first 10 ideas. Some of them will go unseen, like the search engine work and that type of thing. But then there are those that people are going to see right away, and the Umbrella Alley is an example of that. It borrows from other cities internationally and also through our country, where it's essentially activating alleyways in your community by stringing cables and then attaching hundreds of colorful umbrellas to them. So Reading is known for being, well, the second sunniest city in the country. And so in the in those warm summer months, we think that providing shade is a real plus. Plus, it's that visual interest. So if you're going to have a positive experience and also see those aesthetic improvements, you know, if you're going to park farther away from where you want to go in downtown because of all of the great development that's happening, you may as well have the experience of that journey be interesting in a good way. And so this is one of those ways. It really, really has appealed to people. One of the other ones that probably, this one got the most applause at the Cascade Theater, it's the I guess, improvement of the riverfront amphitheater.
Uh-huh.
Redding has the Sacramento River going right through town, and yet there are limited places where you can access it in a way that doesn't require, you know, a mountain bike or being able to, you know, run or walk along the river trail. And so the amphitheater is kind of an underutilized space next to the Sundial Bridge. And the example that we use there is from Montgomery, Alabama, and it just shows how you can make an improvement to an amphitheater, and it looks possible, yet it creates quite an aesthetic improvement, and we see, you know, booking music, maybe it's a North State Symphony, maybe it's a jazz ensemble, maybe it's a blues festival, maybe it's a comedian, you know, it. And just utilizing that space and accentuating and appreciating the waterfront has really been a big theme in the ideas that have come to us.
Jake Mangus again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, president and CEO of the Redding Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about the Redding City Identity Project, which has been taking in lots of input from around the city of Redding. Something like close to 2,500 surveys turned back into this, the event. And to get ideas about what's going on in the city of Redding. You can join the conversation on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Let's come back to that for just a second. So you get like, what, 2,440 residents return surveys about the identity project?
Correct. We were very impressed with that number. And I think when you break down the demographics, because we ask people to identify, you know, their age and so on, and we worked with the local school districts to make sure that all of the high schools were aware of the survey. So out of the 2,440 surveys returned, we had more than 400 that came from people under the age of 18. So I thought that was pretty important, that the voice of Redding's, you know, certainly future workforce chimes in. Because from a chamber standpoint, we want our youth and the next generations coming up to have a voice at the table, because this is really about developing a place that they're going to want to live in. And with the way that business is today, you can do business from anywhere in the world if you've got an internet connection. So make it a fun place to live, and you're going to have a good chance of retaining that human capital. So that's a big thing to us. But the overall engagement was really impressive. Not too surprising, though, because we've seen with the downtown Redding specific plan revision process, folks were asked to chime in via survey, and a similar number turned out for that one as well. So people are really engaged right now in the community. And I think in a lot of cities across the state of Jefferson, we really feel like, you know, when you live and you work and you play in the same town, you've got a lot more engagement. We're not a bedroom community. People aren't commuting into the city by and large. So there's a lot more engagement, I think, and passion for the city in which you live, work, and play.
You know, I can imagine how something like the City Identity Project could have been shoved aside by the catastrophe that the car fire represented, but it didn't. Obviously, you kept on with it. I wonder if the number and or tenor of the suggestions that people were giving changed over the course of the year.
Well, I would say that there has been, I think, a coming together. Actually, this is a good audience to mention this. So yesterday I'm listening to our city manager speak at a gathering, and he said that one of his employees remarked, "I think that Redding is fiercely independent, and we are fiercely independent in a lot of different you know, ways." And that's sort of a Jeffersonian you know, battle cry. However, we have been fiercely independent together through the car fire, and that statement, I've been you know, almost meditating about it recently, where you just think, yeah, there may be something to that. This isolation that we have from Sacramento and you know, major metropolitan areas, in a lot of ways our mirror city would be like the Medford Ashland you know, metro area, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just feel like you got to take care of your brothers and sisters and neighbors and friends. We certainly saw the best of our community through the car fire. And so that could have also played into the engagement in the Redding City Identity Project. We sold out the Cascade Theater on a Thursday at the beginning of January. That's a 1,000-seat theater to come listen to ideas about how to make Reading better. So I think that really speaks to people's interest right now. We're rallying.
Indeed. And then let me go through the rest of the first 10 of the 20 ideas by 2020. Local business passport, I think we can figure out. Downtown mural seems pretty clear. Live street music, pretty clear. City messaging campaign. Let me ask about this one. Itineraries by locals, though. What does that mean?
Yes. Okay. So in the example that we saw is like, imagine a one-page full-color, ad in a magazine locally, and there's a picture of someone that you know in town. Like my example is Jamie Lynn. He's a local contractor. He's doing a lot of building in downtown Reading. He's an avid mountain biker. So there could be a picture of Jamie with his bicycle helmet on, and maybe he's holding a hammer in his hand and he's on his bike or something like that. So it kind of speaks to his profession, but also this is what I do in a typical day in Reading. I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I go down to Theory Collaborative Coffee for some of their world-renowned coffee, and then I hit one of the West Side trails in my on my mountain bike. I go home, take a shower, take my 5-minute bicycle commute to the job site where I'm currently restoring a historic theater or a historic hotel in downtown Reading, and it just plays through a typical day in Reading for that individual, so that people can get a sense for, what you can do in this city, what our community affords you. And it's a real authentic look at what it's like to be here.
And then the 10th item on the list is repurpose local historic signs into public art. So obviously some more ideas for arts and murals around. Jake, where does the process, the Reading City Identity Project go here? I mean, what happens now to develop the next 10 ideas, et cetera?
Okay. So there is a website that's called readingideas.com or readingideas.org. Either one will take you to the page where we are asking people to submit their ideas through the end of the month, and then those ideas will be pared down to a final 20, which will go to the board of that Forward Reading Foundation organization affiliated with the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and then the second 10 will be selected. So we have our first 10 that you've been referencing. We're going to come up with the second 10 in February, and that will give us the top 20 items that will be implemented or begun to be implemented by the end of the year. We've raised $500,000 through this effort, and that impressed the heck out of me because essentially it was a feeling, an idea, and people have been investing in it mightily, because I think a lot of us just want to tell the rest of the story about our community, that we have a lot of wonderful things here.
Many stories to tell about Reading yet to come, and more steps in the process as we talk about the next 10 ideas in February on the Reading City Identity Project, online at readingideas.com, linked to our website at jeffexchange.org. Jake Mangus, the president and CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, best of luck, and thanks for joining us to talk about the Identity Project.